Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. What a mighty God we serve. All as we come into his presence with thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude, we give God glory for another day that the Lord has made. Let us continue to rejoice and be glad in him. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord again for another night, glory to God, that we are celebrating Jesus, coming to glorify his holy name. We thank God, glory to God, for you coming on tonight. Hallelujah, as we come in the presence of the Lord to celebrate him and give praise, praise unto him, because he is worthy of every praise, of all the glory, of all the honor. There is none like him. We rejoice and thank him for renewed mercies every day. Without him, we can do nothing. Through him, we can do all things. Praise God. I bless the Lord for he who is worthy of the praise. Help us to hold fast and stand fast and not be moved by what's going on around us, so we can be anchored in the Lord. Praise God. I know my system trying to pull something tonight, but we don't have you all praying on the other end. I don't know why it's having these flashes coming up, but we're going to pray and bind it up that we will not be having any interference, and it will not interfere with the service tonight. Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord. I just want to thank God, glory to God again, for those that are coming on tonight and taking time out to be with us all month and last month. Glory, as we celebrate our five-year celebration of the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, what God has been doing on the meetings that we have been coming together and praying and interceding and blessing the Lord and being able to be strengthened and encouraged as we encourage others standing in the gap. And seeing the transformation and how we are being able to pray for those that are going through and through illness or just various situations that occur in their lives and finding the forces of evil that will come over out to the field or try to distract or take away from what God is saying and strengthen each other and others that we've been praying for in the gospel and also those that don't know him in the pardon of the sins and those that have been prison bound, spiritual bound, those, glory to God, that are just in need, glory to God, just encouragement, whatever it may be, as well as for our leaders of the various nations and country and also our leaders in the gospel. So many things we've been taking time out to pray, and we've been hearing grand reports, even of God's healing power and deliverance. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Well, we're going to go on with who we have on the line tonight so the Lord can bless and we have ample time to minister. When God's through, we'll be through. Praise the Lord. We're going to open up our service tonight of having none other than Mother Alexander will come on and pray. Sister Alicia, Prophetess Anum will do our scripture reading tonight, and we'll have our Brother Black have a selection for us tonight. Prayerfully hearing. He hadn't came on yet, but by the time the prayer go forth in the scripture, prayerfully he'll be online. Amen. Bless the Lord. At this time, praise God, we'll have the lines open for Mother Alexander Evangelist, and once Mother is finished, then there's Brother Black. Then once Mother is finished, then Prophet Samuel will do our scripture reading, and then we'll have our own Minister Black to come on with a selection for us. Then we'll go into the Word. Praise the Lord in that order.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, Heavenly Father. We give you all the glory and honor and praise, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing us to another day, Lord. We come before you, Lord God, thanking you for your grace and your mercy in our lives, Lord God. Because only you make all things possible, Heavenly Father. And we know that your word said, Lord God, believe when we ask. Whatever you receive, we will receive it. But we got to believe. And Lord God, we thank you for who you are in our lives, Lord. Thank you for mercy and grace, Lord God. Thank you for making a way for each and every one of us, Lord God. Because you are the Lord that answers prayer. You are the Lord that hears our cry. There is no other God but you, Heavenly Father. You are the healer, you are the provider, and you are the protector. Lord, we glorify you this day, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for mercy and grace in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us through storms, Lord God. Because there is nothing impossible for you to do, Lord. And you said in your word, Lord Jesus, there is none too hard for you. So, Lord, we depend on every word you said, Lord God, because we know that there's no mistakes in your word. If you said it, it shall come. Help us to know how to wait on you, Father God. Help us to know how to stand and proclaim the victory that you have made possible for us, Lord. Because we know, Father God, that you are a God that heal and deliver. There is no sickness that you cannot heal, Lord God. There is no disease that you cannot wipe out. Because your promise is said, Lord God, ask. And believe when we ask, you receive. So, Lord, we come today asking you, Lord God, to strengthen your minister and your pastors and bring the word today, Lord God. Father God, let your will be done in them, Lord. Whatever, Lord God, whatever it is that needed, Lord God. We know that you're a God that your word said, ask. And believe when we ask, we receive. So, Lord, we're asking you to strengthen the inner man in them that they will stand boldly, Lord God, and speak without hesitation. Speak your word. Bind up these diseases that come against the people of God these days. Bind it up in the name of Jesus. Help them to stand boldly, Lord God, and proclaim. Because we know that you is a God that hears us. And we know that you gave us the authority and the dominion to stand boldly, Lord God. And speak against these foul spirits that come against your people, Lord. With all type of diseases, but we know that you're a God that hear our cry. And you call into your word, Lord God. You say it in your word, John. If we pray, you will answer, Lord. And Lord, we do believe, Lord God. So we come tonight, Lord God, just to hear what you have to say through the minister and the pastors that will bring the word tonight. Standing and receiving your word from them, Lord God, that this good food will saturate our body and our heart to know that you are a God that take care of us no matter what come. Help us to know that we can stand boldly and faithfully, knowing that you already have everything in control because you are the God that created all things. Nothing is impossible for you to do. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We ask you most of all, Heavenly Father, to continue to strengthen the head of the prayer line in the name of Jesus and each and every one of us that stand boldly as warriors on this prayer line and the guests that are listening tonight, Lord God, whatever the need is, Lord, we know that you're a God that fulfills. We know that you're a God that can never let us down because you said in your word, Lord, ask and believe when we ask to receive. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for this program today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. All right, the scripture I'm going to come from, scripture reading is going to be first from Psalms 1, verse 1 through 3. And it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And the second scripture reading is going to come from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. May the Lord have a blessing for the reading of his word. Amen.
I need thee. Oh, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, I need thee, oh, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can anyone hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Y'all continue to pray in the background. My system is locked down. It said Android recovery hours, so I'm trying to do it on my phone. Not like we haven't done it on the phone before. So I'm not sure what it is, but that song that I asked my brother to sing right on time. We lean in on the promises of the Lord. Praise God, and
we're
going to believe God. We're going to get through this and get my thoughts back together so I can get my notes together. But however, even if I got to jump around, the enemy going to be a liar. We're going to get some of this in here tonight.
Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead and say a prayer while you're on there. You can make it brief. Just say a prayer against your system right now so I can go ahead and get started and get my thoughts back together.
Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that whatever is causing this system to act up, that it is loosed in Christ Jesus' name. And, God, we pray that this system get back online and we bind up any opposition, any hindrance at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus. Let your anointing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, with the sword of the Spirit, go forth, Lord God, and cancel every assignment of distractions and oppositions at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that this program shall go on in Jesus' name, and bless those that will bring forth your word on tonight, and may your people be hearers and most of all doers of your holy word. We love you, we bless you, we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you. Oh, I need thee every hour. Glory to God, most precious Savior, right about now. Thank you, Jesus. That's been went all the way down now, so we don't need to mess with that. Praise God. And I'm going to try to keep up with staying focused and whatever. I've bound up frustration right now, and that was even part of the mess. I don't even know we're going to get part of that in here tonight. Bless the Lord. I'm going to have to just shorten this and give it the parts that God would give me to say. Father, I do bless you again tonight for we come in together, praise God, to hear what your word has to say in the name of Jesus. Well, I might just do a little jumping around. But anyway, tonight and so forth, I think we're going to be talking a little bit about transition, being anchored, a little bit about the butterfly and the struggle, and also a little bit on endurance and expectation. So we have a little bit of ground to cover. And so, like I said, I have to probably move around a little bit because I had to try to work on some things on this table right here and trying to get the system up. So I probably have to do a little jumping a little bit now to kind of get it together here. But when we think about glory to God, even the transition, glory to God, of the butterfly and then the transition we're talking about as believers to be anchored in the Lord and how to wait on him. And, you know, there's some emotions involved in our transition. We know expectations and things, glory to God, concerning waiting on the Lord, which it seems to be one of the harder things for believers to do. And there's struggles, because even for the butterfly to come from the caterpillar to be the butterfly, there's a struggle. And so even in our lives as believers, coming out of darkness into the marvelous light as Jesus came on the scene to redeem us back to the Father, all that he transitioned and went through on our behalf, and he'll tell us many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he'll deliver us out of them all. And we have to make a decision in our faith, a choice to having choosing really at Christ to live for him, but also choosing to walk in faith. And the other key is surrender. So it says in surrender and cease to resist us to an enemy or an opponent or submit to their authority. Surrendering somehow meant giving up and throwing out everything you have been doing and spiritually surrender to God, to any kind of things that's been attached to us. We got to make up our mind that we're going to let go and get rid of our preconceived ideas about things. It's more or less good, but my will for his will. And it's a process, because we know there's a devil to contend with, that he don't want us, glory to God, to live a life for Christ. And if he can't take away yourself, cause you to give up on your salvation, he's going to try to slow walk you down to keep you from obtaining whatever goals and achieve whatever God has for our lives. And to surrender is defined as giving up control of something or to give something up to another. And the another in our lives, we're talking about surrendering to Jesus Christ. Praise God. The word surrender is not found, is as to yield, to give up, over, submit, abandonment, will, relinquish, glory to God, waive the rights of, or capitulate. In some transitions, the word surrender is not even found in the, more or less, in the word of God. It's really yielding, as Romans 6:16-19, submitting, and James 4:7 is also used in the spirit of submitting. Submission is the action of a fact of accepting or yielding to a superior. And the thing about it, we have to get into a place that we're going to have to deny this flesh in order for God to take up, because we know there's soul, spirit, body, soul, and spirit. And so in the meantime, it is glory to God that we have to learn that there is war going on even in these temples and what about this, because we have to realize and so forth that the flesh don't want to die. That is our sin nature, that nature, glory to God, even when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, whatever, then when the second Adam came on the scene, these are ABC principles, but when the second Adam came on the scene and so forth, but he redeemed us back. But in the meantime, we have to have a willingness and our desire to submit ourselves to the will of God. Because when he said on the tree, on the cross, it is finished. So he's done everything there is to do for us to make up our mind to live for him. Now, there are going to be obstacles, there's going to be trials, there's going to be tribulations, but we have to have the mindset and the willingness and allow the Holy Spirit, as we take on him coming into the temple, to also to be the teacher, the lead, and the guide, and the comforter. He said, I'll send you back a comforter. He'll send us back a helper. Now, for us letting the helper do his job is another situation. Yielding is a substance of objection given way under pressure, not hard or rigid. Glory to God. Yielding is what we need to do in order to allow the Spirit to have his way in us, so we can get to that point that we'll be anchored and we'll be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. We cannot live a life, glory to God, according to what our flesh say, and expect the blessings of the Lord, glory to God, to be manifested. He glory to reign on the just as well as the unjust. But when it comes to a born-again believer or disciple for Christ, or becoming a disciple for Christ, we can't live a life in serving two masters. We got to be to a place that I'm going to yield and I'm going to allow, glory to God, the challenges in life going to come because Jesus already went through, so we can go through, and he's overcome, he's triumphant, he's been glorified, and everything that we need is found in his word. He gave us the Holy Spirit to help us, and we have to know, glory to God, there is a process. It's like a baby learned to crawl, walk, and talk. There's a process. So even as being a born-again believer, we have to learn how to wait on the Lord. And waiting is the action of staying where one is delaying an action until a particular time or until something else happens. Waiting is a process. Isaiah 41:40-31 says, "But those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Praise God. So we got to be able to wait through it. No, even though times can get hard and whatever, we got to be not weary in our waiting in the hardest times when we have made up our mind that we're going to stand for the Lord. Expectation, as we talked about, is going to also a strong belief that something will happen or be a case in the future. Believe to achieve something. The purpose of the future, anticipation and hope. And our hope in the hope of glory is in Christ Jesus. And we got to have an expectation, but we got to have the expectation with patience. I have the expectation, most of all, with faith, and to have trust in the Lord. The enemy going to do everything he can to cause you to deviate off the path because of different trials, the different situations, the different circumstances. But as we build ourselves up in the word and our most holy faith, and we take on what God's word has said, that his word will not go out void, it will accomplish everything that he set it out to do, and to know, glory to God, that he already went through, glory to God, all the process that he went through to get to that point to achieve. But I gave you a helper. I've given you weapons. I've given you armor, everything that you need. But the mindset and the determination to pursue and to persevere after him going to make all the difference. Mark 11, glory to God, says, Jesus said in God, whoever says to this mountain, glory to God, to have that faith like you talked about, the mustard seed, to speak to this mountain, glory to God, with faith and no doubt that it can be displaced. And that's the mountain of death, sickness, disease. It could be the mountain, glory to God, of something going on in the marriage with the children, on the job, in ministry, or whatever. Whatever that is, and to meditate on God's word day and night, not meditate on the problem, the situation, the circumstances. And more as the trials come, and more we get stronger in the Lord and allow, glory to God, the testing of our faith go through the tribulation and the various things that go on, and really put our faith in the Lord and keep looking unto him as the author and the finisher. I keep speaking and decreeing what is worth. The more our roots going to grow deeper, glory to God, in the ground, like that palm tree, glory to God, it wavers in the wind, the storms, or whatever, and it bends all the way down, like my sister said in a word it talks about. It's almost like rubber, and then it bounces back with power and whatever. But even in that, each storm, the roots are getting deeper and deeper. So every challenge we go through, our roots in the Lord ought to get deeper and deeper, our trust, our faith, our assurance, glory to God, that whatever God says, he done did it before. And even if he hasn't done it, because of what things he has done before and what the word says through the old patriarchs, through the Bible, through other experiences, people that we done heard, through other testimonies, even some things that we done did in our life, we ought to be growing stronger and stronger in the Lord and not allow that to be just that occasion. And then we lose sight on how wonderful God moved, how powerful he moved, like the children of Israel coming out of Egypt and whatever. How soon did they forget after they got on the other side all the miraculous miracles that was wrought? And then all of a sudden we get over here on dry land and on the other side, and then here it comes soon as Moses go up in the even in the mountain and so forth like this to talk with the Lord, how soon glory to God, even the murmuring, this, that, and the other, even setting up other gods, the familiar God they know about that was in Egypt, that's what they did after they forgot about the great and mighty God, all that he's done. Not only that, as time went on, even when the Lord told Moses sent out those spies or whatever, it was 12 spies, who came back with a good report about what God said. He told them already to go possess the land. Just because God told you to go possess them don't mean it's not going to be a challenge, but he already promised in his word that you are going to be the overcomer, the triumph, the victorious. Glory to God. Then holding on to that and not allowing what we see with our eyes and the five senses to take us off and deviate off the path and get afraid and glory to God, get to the point where we draw back and looking at the circumstances, the situation. Here it is, they're looking at the giants. Everything that God said was there, but they looked at the giants. The giants didn't say boo, didn't move towards them, didn't glory to God, didn't do anything, glory to God, to even approach them. But we are giants like grasshoppers in our own eyes, looking at the giants. So the eye gate, looking at what we see in the natural, when God done spoke a word, we got to walk it by faith and not by sight. And because of that, they're trembling in their boots. But the two of them, Caleb and Joshua, said we're well able. But because those did not comply and come in alignment on agreement, glory to God, on one accordness, glory to God, then those other than Joshua and Caleb had to suffer. Upset. The young people were the only one left when it was time to go over into the promised land. And what makes it so bad, they weren't even but, I think it was a scholar saying it was only 11 miles away, round and round and round for 40 years. How many times we going to go round and round and round, glory to God, on circumstances, situations in our lives, glory to God. Save 10 years, save 15 years, save 20 years and 30 years and still making these little boo-boos over the same thing. Accomplish this, overcome their triumph and triumph and this, that, and the other. But certain things in our lives, no matter how much we mature and this, that, and the other, haven't let go so God can come in and to minister and move and get that thing uprooted in us so we can get anchored in the Lord. It's an anchor in the Lord for a born-again believer to be anchored in the Lord. One's anchor must be the firm witness of Scripture grounded in faithful and prayerful devotion. When firmly anchored in the faith, the Christian is well-positioned to guide and inform the world of God's glory. And now we're talking about now, we're going to have challenges and trials. We may make some mistakes in it. But we're talking about repeat offenders or always murmuring and complaining or can't seem to get past this and always going back to the office about the same thing or even sometimes not even going to the office. That's just me. That's how I am. That's me. Lord, know my heart. Yeah, you know his heart. Your heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Yeah, he want a change of heart, change of mind, or glory to God. No more I but the Christ. Even Christ Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, know what his purpose was when he came on the scene to the earth realm. No sin came through a virgin Mary. Glory to God. Glory to God to be able to be in this flesh, to feel what we feel and to know, but then taking on the Holy Spirit and letting the purpose that his Father sent him here did not let him, did nothing allow him, nothing caused him to deter off the path, no matter what the challenge was, no matter what was being said or done, all the way to the Garden of Gethsemane. And then he was saying, cried out unto the Lord, let this cup pass from me. He cried out three times. He knew what was before him, but even before that, his disciples had then slept with him, then walked with him, then prayed with him, and all this, they up there sleeping, and whatever he said. Three times he had to talk to them and so forth like this. To let them know and so forth like this. Okay, now you just sleep on. You're supposed to be watching and praying. And what are we doing now sometimes when we're supposed to be on our scene and on our post, watching and praying, leaving our post because this happened and that one happened, that happened, and this discouraged me and this right here and so-and-so did this and I got hurt in the church and this over here and that over there. And then sometimes we are working but not to the full potential, or we just doing stuff on a part-time basis, or sometimes we got this over here going on and we're so dedicated in these things, but over here because I'm hurt or disappointed, I won't let God come in and heal me, and that unforgiveness, and I ain't gonna let nobody do this to me, and nobody gonna take advantage of me. Certain things we have, and sometimes we just trying to take on situations and fight our own battle, and we say, fill the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, and glory be to God, this, that, and the other, and got a testimony in front of people about this, that, and the other. True enough, the testimonies might be true, but these other areas over here, glory, your testimony is like Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know Sister BJ talked like that. I didn't know that she fights, and I didn't know that. Oh my goodness! And some of them ones out there, every once in a while, I got so frustrated I had to cuss. God know my heart. We should have. If the Bible says, "Out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks," and we continue to build ourselves up in our most holy faith, feed the spirit man in here, let go of these tempers, and let God cleanse us up in there, it won't be so easy for us to turn back around and have excuses about why we did this and why we did that and trying to get that mote out of somebody else. I got that 2x4, and if they hadn't did this, I would have been provoked to do that. Only nothing about Jesus on the scene with that. And even some of his disciples, as he's grooming and growing them up, they had challenges at first, but the more and more they got developing it, Peter was crucified upside down. Paul went to jail, and all kinds of things transpired in his life. Even Cyprus bit him, and he had been beaten and shipwrecked and whatever, and people waiting for him to die in different instances and whatever, in prison, bound, whatever like that, but he still said, my light affliction. Girl, how are we going to call a light affliction with a lot of stuff going on and we're having so many challenges, this, that, and the other, and say light affliction? Glory to God. Some can't even stand for somebody talking about him a little bit. What are you going to do if they really did slap you? What if you really did, if you got in such a crisis or situation and there was nobody to help you but God and all the different things of people walking out on you? What are we doing in this? Are we going to wait on the Lord to bless us, to force to rise up, glory to God, that he can be glorified? Where is our prayer life? What are we doing with the word? Glory to God. We can't, and someone have the audacity to say, I lay my Holy Ghost down. You got that kind of power, you gonna mess right around, and you surely are letting that slogan say, making God the co-pilot, because you're going to crash and burn. Because if he's not first in our lives and we're striving for him to be first, glory to God, there's nothing else but open door season, open season for the enemy. He already fighting us. Why are you going to give him some room? In the name of Jesus. Ephesians 4:14, we must no longer be children tossed to and fro and blown away by every wind and doctrine, by people trickery, by their craftiness in deceitful scheming. It is powerful image that reminds Christians of the importance of being well anchored in the genuine faith. The song that says, my soul is anchored, by Doug Miller, encouraged the hearer to stay anchored in the Lord even when the storms of life seem to keep on raging. He declares, but if the storm don't cease and the wind keep blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. We can say a lot of things with our lips, but when the rubber meets the road, when the challenge comes, that's going to make all the difference. We will know whether you can be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and my labor not be in vain. There's the scripture that says, you did run well, who did hinder you? And also we can add, what did hinder you? Because sometimes it's a what, it can be things or situations and stuff like that. Sometimes it can be those things that we desire and want, prestige, power, struggles, global that we're going through, name recognition and all these other things, glory to God. And other times it can be people. We won't let go, knowing, glory to God, they're a toxin in our lives, but because they did this for me, or because they're a part, and, you know, because we've been together so long, and this, that, and the other, and all the time it's like a leech just drawing the life out of you in the name of Jesus. And that can be in so many ways, and we're not going to go that far over there right now, because that can take you in a lot of places there. Praise the Lord. The Bible has much to say about the subject of the trouble in the world and what to do when it moves into our lives like waves and currents that seem to be so fierce. Jesus said in the book of John, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Jesus said, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. If you're faithful as a Christian and born again believer, these troubles is that they're not going to be inevitable. They will come to pass, but it is not a matter of if, but when. We are not exempted from the storms of life. We live in this world that suffers because of sin. However, God is still in control, and his purpose is stated in Romans 8:28. And all, as we know, that all things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. And sometimes even in his purpose, some things may seem like they're bad,
glory to God, as well as the good. He'll take that and make it bittersweet, and he can turn back around and work it out for the good. Because just because God has blessed us and said he's going to bless, that don't stop the devil from doing what his job. He trembled at the name of Jesus, but that didn't mean nothing about he stopped whatever he doing. Jesus was here on the earth, and he challenged him. He left for a season. He leave us for a season. But the Bible says also in Peter, submit yourself to the Lord. Resist the devil, and he'll see. And he'll flee. There are going to be trials. There are going to be tribulations. There are going to be storms. There are going to be things that go on. Making sure that our anchor holds. Making sure that we build our house on the rock. And except God build the house, those that labor, labor in vain. And sometimes people can start out well. Next thing you know, they start building on glory to God on sand. Remember, Jesus said he has overcome the world. He lives within us. Greater is he on the inside of us than he is after us. He is our hope of glory. This is the hope that we have in the midst of our trials and difficulties. We live in a dangerous and unpredictable world, yet we can still have joy because our souls are anchored in the Lord. And that anchor, we already know, the ABCs, how being born again, the Spirit getting the word in us, and it's going to be a daily process. Glory to God. You know, we might skip a meal here and there, but we got to be to a point. This is something that is more than a ritual. This is our daily bread. This is our life. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness. Everything else will be added. We're trying to get the added, the blessings and stuff all this, but not seeking the righteousness of God, the glory of God, the leading of the Spirit, allowing him to bless us. He can promise us some blessings and some things, but we can't get up, caught up in the blessings and don't be submitted to the blesser, the creator. That's why it's so crazy how you hear people talking about the universe. They're going to worship the universe. God is the creator of the universe. Why are you going to be talking about you worshiping the universe and the creator is the one that even made the universe? That's another story. Praise the Lord. But nevertheless, the enemy will put all kinds of thoughts and things in people's minds and want to always put God on the back burner, upset when they need him. He don't want to be the Christ of the crisis. He wants to be Lord. And that's something we got to constantly have desire and progressively, daily, pursuing after him to make him Lord. And some people talking about Jesus is Lord of my life, and they're doing everything else they're big enough to do. Or what they're doing is doing it like they feel like it, when they feel like it. Or they turn back around, yell on the high, and go full speed ahead for a few months, for a couple of years. Next thing they drop off the path, tampering with this, and come right back in. But sometimes you never know whether you're going to make it back in. Thank God for mercy and grace, but we never know. Glory to God, just like with Israel, glory to God, over and over and over. Oh, they walked up right before the Lord. Some of his leaders walked up right before the Lord. Then next thing you know, they deviate off the path. Then he has to, mercy is there, mercy is there. Then after a while, he has to turn back around and glory to God, bring out his wrath. Praise the Lord. This is the hope that we have in the midst of our trials and difficulties. We live in a dangerous and unpredictable world. We can still have joy because our souls are anchored in the Lord. 1 John 5:4-5, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, except one who believes that the joy is the Son of God, that Jesus is the Son of God. When trouble comes, we must be steadfast in the faith, trusting in the Bible, an anchor, and used as a symbol of our hope in Jesus, our glory to God, that gives us stability and steadfastness in the faith. The word anchor is mentioned only in the New Testament. It mentions when Paul took that voyage and also when Jesus was there with his disciples. Now, when we're talking about a little bit of the metamorphosis of the butterfly, we must almost always trust our process, even if sometimes along the way things seem uncertain or nearly impossible. Change is good. And the butterfly quote shows us how powerful a transformation can be. The butterfly starts life as a tiny egg, which forms into a caterpillar. Once it has hatched, the caterpillar needs to eat plenty of food so it can grow quickly and it grows stronger and it's a purpose to stay even for that. And as we think about as for believers, we can take that back and so forth, how it's important for us to eat that word daily. The enemy wants us to eat the things of the world. That's why the Bible said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be not conformed to this world system. Glory to God. And we have to get that in our spirit, man, to know that whatever man we feed, glory to God, that's the one going to rule the house. And if you don't feed that flesh, glory to God, and feed the spirit, man, that one will rule, and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. But if you don't feed the spirit, man, glory to God, then you feed that flesh. That's the one when anything and everything can come out of your mouth. You try to suppress it, and glory to God, and glory to God, for you know it, it'd be like a volcano. You're trying to do it on your own. Next thing you know, it'd be like the volcano, and all of a sudden it's suppressed, and it's not going to blow this year, or it's not going to blow right now. All of a sudden, just the lightest thing, next thing you know, it'll trigger you. But we got to be careful that we name the name of Christ and turn back around and say we are born again believers. What kind of witness? What's on your fruit tree? What is glory to God being manifested in the character of Jesus Christ? The stages of the butterfly. Let's get back to that. So it can grow quickly. That's eat plenty of fruit so it can grow quickly. As soon as the caterpillar is done growing in a form itself into a pulp, the resistance, the resting and changing stage. During this stage, it undergoes remarkable transformation called metamorphosis. When we are taking on God's word, we start as a baby, eating that sincere milk of the word, and then the meat and stuff like a baby learned to crawl, walk, talk, and so forth and so on. In the name of Jesus, when we go over to God, get to that place to allow God to bless, and as time goes on, challenges come, different situations will occur, whatever, and we continue to press. Like the circle they're talking about that's going to take place with this caterpillar. That's that transition out of the darkness over into the light and letting God be controlling, not, you know, submitting to our old father, which is the devil, submitting ourselves to doing whatever, because that nature, that's all we knew was sin. But when we come into the light and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, then we ought to see more light, not it flickering, not like a flashlight, not like a light glow that's shining bright, but it got a shortage in it. Like sometimes you can have a light glow to God in the ceiling or anything else over the God, and it's short circuiting because of certain things go on, and then all of a sudden it's flickering. That's sometimes when some people and stuff up in life, when things go on in life, they get to a place where they get short circuited. Everything is going well and this, that, and the other. The light is on clear, and all of a sudden it's blinking and blinking and off and on. Glory to God, and you're not quite sure whether it's going to stay on or off and stuff because you're on 1 minute schizophrenic in the body of Christ. Glory to God, there's different personalities in the different in Christ because we won't yield. And we talked about that yielding and submitting earlier. Glory to God, getting to that place so we can get anchored and be steadfast in the faith. It's going to take that process, but we got to be willing and obedient. Praise God. Let's get back to that. During the stage, it undergoes a remarkable transition called metamorphosis. It's to become a colorful, adorable butterfly. That's ready to share its beauty, to try beauty with the world. We can learn a lot lessons about our own growth process from the butterfly life cycle. The process of metamorphosis relates to many ways in our own moment of transformation. Romans 12:1-2, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's by testing your many, discern what is the will of God. What is good and acceptable and perfect. Verse 2 involves transforming from one who lives and acts just like the rest of the world in our lives, sacrificing for the Lord. The metamorphosis or complete change involves the renewing of the mind. The believer's mind feeds on the true word of God in order to think with the mind of Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:18, and we all unveil the face beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from the degree of glory to author for the for for this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And the second verse, the uses of metamorphosis, Paul talks about believers being transformed into the image of the Lord. Butterflies, spiritual metamorphosis. Caterpillar eats a lot to grow full and grows stronger to support the change. In order to be changed spiritually, we must also feed greatly on the Word of God. The Bible, the Word, is what renews the mind and brings metamorphosis. Poop, P-U-T-A, poop, stage is a transition. During this time, the caterpillar grows the wings, the legs, and antennas that make up the butterfly. As a Christian, we also are in the transition. As we feed on the Word of, we develop the spiritual attribute that weren't present in our former worldly self. Spiritual fruit and desires arise that give evidence that we are not the same as we were. Butterfly, the beautiful stage, is also main naturally purpose of to produce. Isn't that also the purpose of believers, especially those who are mature Christian-like? When the world sees Christians, they should see a change from the ugly caterpillar to their former sinful self into the beautiful butterfly that's reflected in the image of Jesus. It's my hope that you and I would continue to feed on the Word of God and allow the Word to change us into the image of Christ and the gospel in order to make the disciples wherever we can in this year, on this journey. The piece that I had in here was talking about the struggle with all this other stuff that was going on. I missed where that piece is right there about the struggle, because it talked about how the struggle of the caterpillar was and so forth to get to that place, and the things that we have to go through, the struggle to get to that place that we be transformed into the image of Christ. Well, another time maybe I'll get a chance to share that piece. And then we also was talking about some things, you know, also that the enemy do things and so forth to try to frustrate us. And the things that it says, something I had on here about frustration that I'm hearing from Pastor Brown, it says frustration is a temporal. You can live through the – let me find this part first. Where's that? When he was talking about frustration. Oh, God. Wherever there's people, there will be frustration. We have to learn in this world how to creatively function in the world so that the frustration doesn't make us not where we are completely ineffective to do the things that God called us to do. Frustration is a deep chronic sense or state of insecurity and dissatisfaction arising from unresolved problems and unfulfilled needs. Many things cause frustration, and whether it be your health or relationship, glory to God, or whatever it could be, from the job, it could be all kinds of things. It could be somebody road raging out there or whatever, glory to God. Frustration, base meaning is to deceive. All frustration has deception in it, so it will get you frustrated, and it's the feeling of that what God said he was going to do that is not going to come to pass. And Lord knows that is definitely a truth about how the enemy operates and whatever. He can get you frustrated, and God can say this is going to take place or this is going to transpire in such and such time, or sometimes he don't even give you the time most times and whatever like this, but he told us to walk by faith and not by sight. When we start walking by sight or start getting caught up in time, God operates in eternity. He gives us time, but he does not have us to operate in that for us to get caught up on this and such time. Not unless he gives us that number and say, in 25 years, this is going to happen. In 5 years, this right here is going to take place and whatever. We have to be to a place that no matter what comes to pass, I'm going to keep my faith in the Lord no matter what happens. And the enemy uses situations so he can turn back around and have us frustrated and agitated and aggravated, Glory to God. But we got to remember what he said. He said, when he was sharing this word, he said, frustration is temporal. You can live through the moment when frustration is working with your hormones. And that sometimes, and he used that example as hormones, because some people can have their emotions going up, their sex drive. It could be other things, can be situations going on and all kinds of things in your home, in your marriage, glory to God, on the job or whatever. Emotions that have you flustered and frustrated, this is the deception. And things, glory to God, that when God speaks a thing, we got to have faith and so forth to know, glory to God, this is not permanent. This too shall pass in the name of Jesus. And sometimes we allow people, glory to God, to take us off course. And you know, like we were saying, you did run well, who didn't hinder you? Sometimes those things, those situations and whatever like this, and sometimes things can be so long, whether it be a health problem, whether it be a situation in the marriage, whether there's something going on with the children, or whether you're having difficulty in your ministry trying to get it off the ground, or whether you had an attack, glory to God, on it or whatever. But we have to keep the faith and get anchored and keep speaking and decreeing and declaring what the Word of God says, getting anchored, getting steadfast in the faith in the name of Jesus. We often wonder, what is God doing? When God gives us something to do, an assignment, we will run into difficulties where we need God's help. God wants us always to be able to be dependency on him. Because sometimes we have been, as a people, dependent on ourselves or other people or this, that. God wants us to get to a place that we depend on him, seeking him first. Glory to God, running to him first. Not our wonderful prayer partner, our pastor, our mother, our daughter, our this, that, now, the whatever like this. Sometimes people get, when you're a babe, that's understandable. You're in the cocoon, and people are there, the support system. Praise God, some don't have it, but praise God, that's why we're supposed to do. Support the babies and strengthen them, and encourage them, and build them, and whatever like this. And so they're trying, just like the baby learning to crawl or to learning to walk, and you encourage him, he fall down. You don't hit him on the backside and say, boy, get up and walk. You turn back around, coach him along and whatever. So, and that's how we are to do. But it gets to a point after you start walking, and you got to start learning more and more to trust God. So even while we are encouraging you along, we're supposed to be pointing you to Christ, pointing you to the Lord. Just like when Jesus came on the scene, he didn't come for no reputation of himself, but to point everyone back to the Father. So, but in the meantime, there are going to be situations that occur. God wants us, glory to God, to be totally dependent on him. And that's a process as well. And it says there's power in prayer. A prayer gives us power and strength. And that's why it's so important to pray, glory to God, without ceasing. But see, when things don't come to pass the way we think it are, the time when we think it are, the enemy will frustrate us, and then he'll think you stop. You might as well stop. Your prayers ain't being answered. Glory to God. It can be a situation look like the child ain't changing, or the spouse not changing, or the people that we've been praying for, the situation, and it gets you frustrated and upset, so it can be flustered and agitated and aggravated. And see, if we don't cast these cares and really put our trust and faith in the Lord and allow God to really do the leading and the guiding and to learn how to rest in him, oh, he'll have you frustrated and agitated, and after a while, all those spirits are coming for just for him. Go out there, take control, and start causing you to deviate off the path. And all on this journey, after a while, you don't want to be bothered nobody. After a while, you're not praying, you're not really seeking him no more, you're not getting a new word and whatever like this. And that's just like when I look at those. I remember Wild Kingdom for a child, but I know they got other animal. Names for things now when we look at the animal programs, but the lion or whatever predator is after the prey, he's looking for that weak one. And even if he can't spot which one is weak in the herd at that time by itself, he's going to go and scatter. And that one veer off to the left, or then he's coming to get the value. And that's what the enemy will do when we get flustered and frustrated and agitated and don't get anchored. Glory to God, when trouble and things happen, we like that ship without a sail, or the enemy will turn back and have you shaking like a rag doll, shaking you all around. Next thing you know, he got you and devouring you, because now I don't want to be bothered with nobody. I don't want to, and oh, he just, after a while, it won't be no more eyes. We keep living like that because we'll have that the enemy that God done told us about, that came, glory to God, and devoured, seeking who he may devour. But he said, glory to God, be alert, be diligent. We got to be able to know that we got to stand together, glory to God, around that fire and hold it fast to faith. I haven't looked at my time. Oh, praise God. But prayer is essential in how to give us power and strength. The devil gets you frustrated and so forth like this, so he can get you looking at your situation and circumstances. Then you'll stop looking unto God, the author and the finisher of your faith. Praise the Lord. It seems like everything is not working for you. You got to pray like never before. Pray in the situation. Get glory to God. You know, the Bible says the balance, the kingdom of God suffers balance, and the violent take it by force. And there's some things we got to fight too, to take our hold on to our peace, to hold on to our joy, to fight the good fight of faith. We got to use the word. He said, our weapons are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Every imagination, if we were doing this thing like God said, and when the imagination started running away from us, just said, wait a minute, God's word says, it is written such and such and such. I rebuke you, Satan. I bind you up. I loose you from your assignment. I dismantle you and cancel your assignment. Glory to God, and everything that started getting my mind to, hey, wait a minute. Bring it everything high thing. Bring it into captivity. Bring it subject. And then other times we need some reinforcement, like the police or the military have to do sometimes. Glory to God, they have to call in the reinforcement. All right, once it takes 1,000 people for 10,000 to flight, every all of touching and agreeing. Praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. Because the enemy loves to keep us separated so he can devour us. Praise the Lord. I don't want to bother him, and I don't want to. I remember, and there's a church. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Glory to God. We got to keep prayers going on. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Glory to God. Remember, this is temporary deception. This is not going to happen. Glory to God. That's what the enemy will tell us to get us frustrated. We get frustrated because the circumstance defines what we have been working for or believing for, and it looks like it's not coming to pass. Nevertheless, we've got to reduce the devil, put that flesh under subjection, and say, but the Lord said, and he's not slack concerning his promises. The man counts slackness. He's not a God that he should lie, in his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. Whenever there's people, there will, glory to God, be frustration. So we got to remember sometimes those things do occur and they do happen, but we got to put our eyes on the Lord and pray. Glory to God. The Spirit alone gives us eternal life. Human efforts accomplish nothing, and he's and the very words I speak, you are spirit, and they are spirit, and it is life. That's what Jesus is saying. That's in John 60-68. Glory to God. You can go back and read that. But some of you do not believe me, for Jesus knew the beginning. Which one of us did not believe the? Okay, this is something that I wanted to read earlier. Okay, he knew who would not believe. He's talking to the disciples and whatever like this. When glory to God, the 70 was with them, and then they left him and whatever like this, because he was talking to them about the that except you eat my bread, eat my flesh, and eat my drink my blood, and so forth like this right here, then you have no part with me. But they did not understand what he was saying in the revelation of what that was and whatever like this. So maybe they were thinking he was a cannibal. They would have to become cannibals or whatever. But anyway, he was saying, but some of you do not believe me. That's in the, John 6, and they were at the 64th verse, I believe. Yeah. Trying to read my writing. Because Jesus knew the beginning in which once did not believe him. He knew who would betray him. Glory to God, in verse 65, he said, that's why I said that people can't come to me unless the Father gives them to me. 66, and this point, many of the disciples turned away and deserted him. 67, then Jesus turned to the other 12 disciples and asked, are you going to leave us also? And Simon Peter said in the 68th verse, Simon Peter replied, Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words of eternal life. Jesus just shared, if you don't drink my blood and eat my flesh, you'll have nothing to do with it. Thank God, glory to God, that they were able to rest and stay with the Lord, and then revelation comes. That's sometimes things we don't understand. We have to learn how to just trust and wait on the Lord too, as well, for him to bring clarity of situations and to bring us through some things, because we can look back at some promises he has given Abraham and told him all about the son, how many sons, glory to God, that he would have for his faith and all the things that God was going to bless us, as many as the stars in the sky and the sand. You know you can't count that and so forth like this. But in the meantime, there was a process he had to go through, and all talking about his son. There he had to wait in old age, and look like it was going to come to pass. So Sarah was going to try to help glory to God, God out, and Abraham. Let me back up a minute. Even when the angel didn't even come to tell Abraham about that he was going to have a son, and his son was going to come through their lines, he laughed. And what else? Because like the man of God said, many times people always talked about how Sarah laughed, but Abraham laughed first. And then there was another time that scripture went on, time went on. It was when the angel came to Sarah, and she said, when he told her that she was going to have, she laughed too and whatever like this. Then she lied and said she didn't laugh. But in the meantime, just because that transpired, God had a promise and said certain things was going to come to pass, you know, that don't stop God from doing what he said he's going to do. Sometimes consequences have to come in between that, but nevertheless, and she was frustrated before then in the process, glory to God, of the time that they were waiting, and it hadn't come to pass, and they had Hagar, and glory to God, had her to have a surrogate, become a surrogate mother. And then frustration came to her because of the fact that you put your hands in it, trying to do it God's way, and then that child had to end up being put out of the camp, glory to God, because that was a son of flesh, and God wanted the son of glory to God, of the spirit to come forth through Isaac. And so sometimes we'll put our hands in things and cause a delay or denial or some setback or things to turn because we didn't wait on the Lord. We get flustered and frustrated. We weren't anchored in the trust and faith that God going to bring this thing to pass the way he said it. It came to pass over to God when he told Rebecca, so you're going to have two sons. I mean, there won't be two sons in your womb. One's going to serve, the elder's going to serve the younger. Glory to God in the Mosaic law, whatever like this, whoever's the first supposed to come in alignment, glory to God, for the inheritance. But God had a plan, and he said there was a struggle in the womb. When the baby comes, the babies come out, and then as they grow, or when Isaac gets ready to put out the blessing, here it is, the mama was concerned about, but God had told me and stuff like this is supposed to go this way. Getting flustered and frustrated, and what happens? She turns back around and set up deception and lies and whatever. Told Jacob, okay, then let him put hair all on him, sent the other son out because he always fixed business for the father and whatever like this, so he can have the opportunity to go in there. And the father was old and on his deathbed at the time and getting ready to pass on the blessing. He turned back around and said, okay, when we bring the businesses in or whatever like this, here it is. He said, the voice sounds like Jacob, but it feels like Esau. And so deception was done there. So when it was done, and now the brother comes back in waiting for the inheritance and repenting for that, because prior to that already, he had already give up his birthright to a point and so forth and saying that, you know, he was so hungry and so forth like this. When we come back in, Jacob said, sell me your birthright and da-da-da-da-da. That was one thing. But the actual, glory, that process of it coming to pass the way, glory to God, the mama thought it ought to be because of what God said. He don't need no help from us. Even if he got to do it at the 1 minute to 12 for it to come to pass the way it is, we can allow the enemy to have us so nervous and frustrated and agitated and, glory to God, unsure about what God, I believe he's following this, that, but God is looking like this, going this way or that way, and then all of a sudden we put our hands in it, and then it ends up being, glory to God, some all kinds of different trials of different situations and delays and frustration and all the suffering and all the other stuff have to go, because after that, here it is now, the son has to run for his life. And so I don't know, they didn't say no more about the mother, but I know more than likely she's alienated from that son. Who knows, glory to God. And then here comes Jacob. He ended up having to run to his other uncle, and the same trickery he did, glory to God, his uncle got him even more because he wanted to, I might have had the, hold on, did I get the names wrong or whatever? But anyway, he, is that Rebecca? Okay, what was the other? Oh, my God, I can't think what the mama name that did that, and then he, what's the name, fell in love with Rachel. That's right, Rachel. Rachel, glory to God. But anyway, the uncle tricked him, and on that deal or whatever they do back in that country, however, for him to go to bed and didn't even know it was the woman that he wanted, they turned back around and wake up and find out, or when they finished doing the do, that this is not her. So I don't know what they have, what the custom is and so forth like that. I forgot what goes on for him not to know. But nevertheless, he worked 7 years to get her, glory to God, and then that worked 7 years more to get the woman that he really wanted. In the name of all of that, even through trickery and stuff that goes on down the line, the stuff that he did, his mama did, and glory to God, and then his uncle doing. But that's why we got to be canceling generational curses. But there's so many other situations that have occurred and people get frustrated or agitated and try to help God out. We can go through so many, but there's so many that did listen, did obey, and God moved in a miraculous and grand way. So I'm not going to go through all of that because there's so many more people that we can think about and being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, because we know Paul definitely was, and it took a while before Peter come in compliance and so forth like this, right, because he denied the Lord. He followed Jesus from afar and whatever, like, and denied him 3 times, just like the Lord said. But we'll get all excited and say, oh, I'll die for you, I'll do this, this, that, and the other. And we can be having that desire and whatever, but we hadn't got to that place where we really rooted and grounded and really to a point to really know that I will be able to stand, because some people can say it and it really will come to pass, and the other ones have to go through a process to really kill off some other things in our flesh to get to that place for that desire to come to pass, that I'm willing to die for you, I'm willing to go through for you, I'm willing to, you know, to be ridiculed for you, I'm willing, glory to God, to be rejected on your behalf. And, you know, in our lives, different kinds of trials go on, and some people go over there, if I can't stand for you to talk about me, how in the world are you going to be able to stand to even go through any kind of ridicule or rejection on my behalf? It don't even have to be death. It could be other things, because people won't stand up. Some people just get caught up in just saying a lot of things, got a lot of lip service, but when it comes to really action, because we have pastors now in the middle of this pandemic. And I know Mother Alexander had shared about one particular one and so forth like this, that, then because of the pandemic, I'm deciding now as a pastor, whatever the fears or whatever like this, oh, I'm going to do something else. And I know First Lady Paige had told me about a situation of a couple of them that people had to stop coming to their church because their pastor said, well, you know what, we're just going to shut it down. We ain't talking about closing the doors, temple, because what the law said, you know what, I'm just not going to do anything else to, you know, until about, you know, March or April or however. So what happened to the flock? You're supposed to be feeding the flock, and you're running off someplace because you're scared, and you're supposed to be the leader. All this time and stuff like that, I look at the situations in our lives. We can talk a lot of things, but really through this pandemic, I've been saying for months, this is a time, and I know I'm not the only one, this would have been a time for the believers to really anchor down, to let God work some things out of us, cleanse some things out of us, work some things out of us, and walking in unforgiveness, those things that we still had from childhood or from last relationships or something that went on in the church, and really get to a place where we become strong in the Lord behind the scenes, spending time with him, letting him make us glory to God and transform us up into that image, because we'll be in that word, letting the word work some things out of, acknowledging the faults and errors and shortcomings in us. Boy, we'll be a force to be reckoned with when this pandemic will be over and the influx of the harvest to come in. Glory to God, they will know who the real, true, anointed vessels are, because they'll be spending time with the Lord. They won't be talking stuff off their top of their head or just because of their education or just because they can articulate well or got a little gift and this, that, and the other. They'll be operating in the anointing. And then you have people and stuff like this been operating in a gift, been operating in their talent, been operating in their education, operating. But when, glory to God, this storm came up in here, glory to God, it shook a lot of things. And you'll find out, glory to God, oh, this woman or this man of God I thought really was, and whatever like this, now they're running off, glory to God, trying to find a hiding place. And they're supposed to be leading you in the path of righteousness and by the green pastures of water and whatever. Lord help us. But they will tell us that we'll find out whether it's built in on the, what is it, straw or stubble or whatever it is. Your works will be tried. And so it's time like never before for us to get anchored in the Lord, be steadfast, be into a place, it's me, O Lord, standing in the lead of prayer. I'm leaning on the promises of the Lord. God, I need you to glorify, I need for you to be glorified in me, but I know that I got to deny this flesh. I have to pick up my cross and follow you. I got to be in a place, glory to God, that I don't be talking a good thing and sounding good or whatever like this right here, and I just want to have this flesh on parade, but God, I want you to be glorified in it. Glory. The Bible said, humble yourself. People be saying, oh, I want God to humble. Oh, yeah, you do? Oh, you're looking for trials. You're looking for, you know, you're looking for to get chastised and whipped and whatever the pressure got to be. We got to be to a place that I'm saying, I will humble myself under the mighty hand of God and allow you to do the exalting. I want you to be glorified in what I do. I want, glory, whatever I do, I want, glory, the work that I do, let it be, glory to God, let it be that you be glorified in it and be to a place, glory, I want to submit my will to your will, not my will, but thine will. And it won't be a song, it won't be a dance, it won't be a proper lie. It'll be to a point where I'll live a life accordingly. Then I don't have to be up front, because you said my gift will make room for me. And even when men try to hold me down, then glory to God, I know you will do the exalting. You will open the door. When I start trying to be to a place where name dropping and trying to get this person to open the door for me, if they open the door, they'll be the one to close the door too. But if God do it, if God be for you, who can be against you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. If we get in a place that we abide in the Lord and his word abide in us, oh, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. We'll be to a place, glory to God, that the anointing will be reigning so in our lives that, glory to God, they'll be able to know, glory to God, who we are on the jobs, in our homes, or wherever it is, glory to God, and give him praise. And they'll know that's a woman of God, that's a man of God, that's a child of God, in the name of Jesus. And we'll, glory to God, not to try to share God's glory, but we'll be able to stand. And they say, can you follow God in the fog? Can you just stand to be blessed? And some people are saying to stand to be blessed. When God starts blessing and ridicule come, this come, and even for the time of even going into places that we know God said, doing what God tell you to do, challenges that will come up against you. Glory to God, ridicule sometimes. And you're going to think, well, I'm doing what God called me to do. Ah, if God is pleased, that all ought to be all that matters, because in the meantime, it could be your test. Are you going to deviate off the path just because, glory to God, things didn't go like you thought it was going? I decided to do this, that, and the other. Can you serve Jesus with a broken heart? Can you follow in disappointment? And can you humble enough, be humble enough to humble your vision for the vision? And the test of faith is to obey Jesus. Come under submission. That's trust. That's true discipleship. How can you say he is Lord and you can't come subject to the Lord Jesus? God will share his glory with no one. He rules and super rules. Mountains shake with glory and of God. He and the Red Sea opened, glory to God, and entered the world through he entered the world through a virgin, glory to God. A body sacrifice for sin. Oh, glory to God. Can you go through, glory to God, through the difficult times and through the trials? Can you stand with, glory to God, your loins girded about with truth? Glory to God, hallelujah, to walk in the authority of the Lord. God will bless you if you, glory to God, learn to trust him and to wait on him and to be able to go through, glory to God, hallelujah, and become the disciple that he has called you to be in the name of Jesus. And this is a daily process. Praise God. We got to be giant players. We can't afford to be worrying. We can't afford, glory to God, to allow anxiety. We can't afford, glory to God, to let the cares of this life, glory to God, manipulate our lives. Glory to God, we can't let pain and panic take over. Glory to God, we got to do it God's way. He said he'll supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. Whatever the need is, glory to God, spiritual, naturally, and physical, he will do it. Keep casting every care to him because he cares for you. He will settle you, establish you, and make you perfect. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's so much we can be said, glory to God, when it comes to the word of God and come to his come to, glory to God, the promises and what he's given us to do and the things we need to go through. But let us know, glory to God, some things of how we need to just be resilient. We just got to be sure of glory to God, of who we are and whose we are, and know, glory to God, that persecution will come. It says 2 Corinthians 4:8-9, persecuted, we are pressed, struck down, not, glory to God, forsaken, God does not abandon us. We have trouble all around us, but we have to not give up. We are not defeated. Glory to God. No matter what we go through, believe God, Vachi, in the name of Jesus. And Isaiah 41:10, very familiar. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God, we thank you so much for the word tonight. We thank you for those that were available to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. God, we are praying, glory to God, more that we will have clarity. Glory to God, as we talk to the Lord daily and have our devotion, glory to God, that we are, glory to God, when the world feels noisy and fussing, glory to God, bring us your peace. When chaos around us, be our center. When our minds is consumed, wherever, when we are with every worry, lead us, glory to God, to the rock that's higher than us. We are still, glory to God, by the still. We pray, glory to God, you will lead us by the still waters. Lord, when we don't know how to navigate uncharted waters, give us your strength, Jesus. When we are on a crossroad, guide us in your wisdom. Give us, glory to God, clarity of mind as we make this pressing decision. Give us direction and set us on the right path, the path of righteousness, the path that you would have us to go on. Help us to live out Romans 12:2, being not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our minds, so we can work out what your will is in us in every situation. In the name of Jesus, not my will, but thine will be done. God, we thank you for opening up our eyes and opening up our ears that we may be able to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God. We will have the lines open for anyone that desire prayer, and after that we will take any prayer requests tonight, as the Lord say. Praise God. I pray that something that be said that will bless you and encourage you, and sometimes, and whenever the word comes in any of our lives, no preacher, teacher, whoever, glory to God, is speaking, when the Lord speaks, there's something in there that can be a blessing. Others may be something we've already gone through. Other things may be something we have to put on the shelf for later. But nevertheless, God, the will of the Lord be done. Amen. Praise God. Anyone has a prayer request? All the lines are open. Anyone there? No prayer requests? Can you hear me at all?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Hello?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I need prayer. I don't know. My body just been, I had my first shot on the 30th, and my body just been going through, and I need prayer, y'all. I went to the doctor to see if it was a side effect or anything. He said it wasn't. And he said it was sinuses and seasonal sinuses. And they gave me some medicine and steroid shot. And my body just feels so bad. But
yes,
I know God is able.
Yes, it said that sinus that problem is really bad this year, worse than it was last year. And it was bad last year. Mother McCormick, Mother Evangelist Willett, would you go ahead and take that prayer, please? Is that Evangelist on the line that just said that?
You want me, you asked me to do it, the prayer, Minister
yes.
DJ? Oh,
yes.
Sure, I'd be glad to. And who was the lady that asked for prayer?
Rachel.
Rachel. Okay, thank you, Ms. Rachel. I appreciate that. All right, well, let's just go to the Father and just trust God and stand on his promises. Praise God. Father, in Jesus' name, we love you, and most of all, we thank you that you love us. We appreciate you, Lord God, that you've already given us that which pertains to life and godliness. And, Father, you heard Sister Rachel and the condition that's going on in her body. And we know that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, according to your word. And we have learned to be in agreement with your word. So we pray for Sister Rachel right now. We thank you that Jesus already covered us, hallelujah, with any sickness, any disease, in the name of Jesus, because Isaiah 53, verse 5, tell us, hallelujah, that he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him. So, Father, we thank you that you sent your word, but we, God, we just want Sister Rachel just to sit right there and trust you that you're going to cause her body to line up and she'll begin to feel better even as we pray the prayer of faith. Glory be to God, because you're able to do anything. We thank you, Lord God, that Jesus promised in John 10:10, praise God, that he came so that we could live life to the full. So, God, you know if we're not feeling good and our body is racked with issues, then you know that, Lord God, that's not the fullness of life. But we cancel the assignment of the enemy. We know the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. He want to rob us of what you've already told us, just like I heard in the message tonight, how you told the Israelites to go in and possess what you gave them. Hallelujah. So we pray that Sister Rachel will begin to possess the deliverance that her body stand in need of, and we're touching and agreeing with her in Jesus' name. God, I thank you. I pray that you fight for her, Lord God. She's not feeling well, and sometimes we don't feel good. Sometimes we don't feel well. But I heard tonight, hallelujah, you got to fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. I heard the scripture as it was being spoken, Lord God, hallelujah, that since the days of John the Baptist, praise God, hallelujah, the heavens suffer violence, and the violent take it by force. And glory be to God, by faith, we fight the good fight of faith. We speak the word of God and declare she is delivered even as we pray the prayer of faith. Hallelujah, 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 in the name of Jesus. So we bind up everything that's trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, against her body, the blood of Jesus against it. And we stand on your word. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you. I heard something about the joy of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That question is, where am I? Am I getting enough of word? Hallelujah. That why the question is that I need to check my joy level. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. I bless this woman of God. I pray for your strength. Hallelujah. We pray, God, that you give a liberty and freedom from every symptom that the enemy has thrown her way. And let her trust your word. Stand on your word. Hallelujah. Receive her deliverance. In Jesus' name, and we pray the prayer of faith. We appreciate you, Lord, so much. That you want us to be whole. You want us to, you are such a good Father God. Hallelujah. We bless you now. We thank you now. And I pray, dear God, that you surround her with your presence. Let her know how much you love her, that you will see about her in a hurry. In Jesus' name, we touch and agree with her that she shall be made whole at the name of Jesus. May she receive the prayer and stand on your promises. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hold on to faith. Praise God. Is there any more prayer requests before we have remarks? Well, the line is open for remarks, then. Praise God.
Praise the Lord for the word. Thank God for using it tonight. I enjoy every bit of it. We give God glory and praise because he used it tonight to bring forth. Most of all, as you were saying, we got to have faith in God, man. Stand on his word no matter what. Surrender all to him.
Yeah.
So I thank God for the word tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, Sister McCormick.
Praise the Lord, each and every one. I just thank God for being on the line on tonight. I thank God for Pastor Hubble. Always enjoy her speaking in the name of Jesus. And I just thank God for every word that she was saying, and I didn't hear all of it, but I just thank God for what I did hear. And I just pray that God continue to give her strength, continue to do the work that God has assigned her to do. And I enjoy every bit of it in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Minister CJ, I enjoyed that word tonight. Praise the Lord. And you spoke some truth, praise God, in the word of God. You was talking about being transitioned by the transition of the butterfly and being anchored in the Lord. And that's what it takes, praise God, in this day. Hallelujah. And as you waiting on the Lord, I heard you say, praise God, that there are going to be some struggles. And I like to say there are going to be some challenges. If you on earth and you alive, the enemy, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, praise God, but the enemy will come against you, but you're not wrestling by yourself. God is with us, hallelujah, and he is for us, and he loves us, and hallelujah, what we can't do, God is able to do above and abundantly above all that we ask or think. We just have to do what? Stay, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. That trust the process. Trust God's word. Hallelujah. Speak, and I said, well, what comes out of my mouth will determine what I'm feeding more, whether I'm feeding the flesh more.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I said, well, you talk about frustration. Sometimes you get frustrated. I said, well, if I'm getting frustrated too quick, hello, somebody, that means I'm not getting enough of the word down on the inside, or either I'm straddling the fence of what I believe. Maybe I'm wondering whether or not I want to agree with what God says or not, and I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold, hallelujah, of God. And look here, you got to fight to keep a relationship with God. You got to fight keep the word. Fight to stay on the ship of the glory ship, praise God, hallelujah. I thank and praise God for the word. I got a lot out of it. I could say more, but that's enough for right now. I give God the glory, and we bless you, Minister BJ, for such a mighty word. Glory be to God. God bless you. Amen.
We praise God. You make me think about two a piece that, you know, we can't remember everything, but so is a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and some things over there we speaking in that frustration against the things that we know that God is saying, so we're giving place to the enemy. So we got to make sure that we are standing in agreement. And then when our minds start going wandering here and there, let me stop with that, but you make me think about some stuff that didn't get to cover, but praise God, it was a blessing. Anyone else that have a remark? Oh, my brother Black didn't fill up the line? Okay, praise God. Well, bless the Lord. Amen, amen. I do thank God for you there.
I say something, please.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I was trying to get on and I looked at my phone was muted. I was talking, but I thank God for Pastor BJ tonight, and I just it was just so much. But I heard in my spirit that we are overcomers.
Yes,
1 John 4:4. We are overcomers. And then that God has a plan for us, and we got to help by staying in the word so that we can follow the plan that he has for us. And it was just a lot, but that just kind of resonated in my spirit. And I thank you so much for every word. I enjoyed everything that you said, and it was a lot of food for the soul and the spirit. We give you praise.
Thank you so much, God.
Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you. Okay, I guess we're finished. I thought my brother Blank was back, was still there, but I'm not sure. That's something, because his number is still showing up. But in the meantime, I do give God glory, praise God, even with the interruption or whatever happened to the computer. But still yet, thank God, the devices we still can use on the phone, that we were able to share and get out, you know, the word tonight. So I'm just going to leave it at that. And I certainly thank you for your encouragement and for your prayers. Somebody about to say something? I heard a clicking. Oh, well, thank God for your prayers and also for your faithfulness. And definitely glory to God. We bless God for these 5 years, and as we go forward to greater things yet to come. And I pray that soon God will bless that we can do what we wanted to do last year before the pandemic came, and the year before that was that we'll get that central place that we will be able to meet up and be able to have a breaking of bread and some prayers. Praise God. So we have to just see how this summer is going to be looking like for things coming together, and we keep this prayer going forth that Mother Alexander will be able to go to her homeland, praise God, in Panama, and so many other things that we believe in God for, as well as Pastor Apostle Burden would like to have, you know, if things come together in June, that for, even if it's outside in the tent, to be able to have that anniversary time and so forth. So we'll be getting back with that. Our next speaker will be Apostle Orr out of Vidalia, Georgia, will be next Sunday. And then the following week we'll have the revival, the climax of the anniversary time of celebrating Jesus. And, of course, we know this month the theme for the month is celebrate what the Lord has done. When we think back about all he has done, and then still yet looking forward to the things he's still yet to do, the promises, and as well as, glory to God, those things that he'll do exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or ask. During that time on that Friday night would be Prophet Bird, and also on Saturday night would be Prophet Mitchell out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then Apostle Burton on that Sunday out of Columbia, South Carolina. That's the 23rd, 24th, 25th. Yeah. And so in the meantime, we ask you to listen and still yet your prayers for that. Thank you so much for the support tonight. And for those that are on the line that's not saying anything, we thank you and pray that the Lord bless and that there was something that inspired, encouraged, build, or enlighten you, or either something with some yokes fell off for you too as well. I pray God's blessings upon you and that comes on, glory to God, to hear and the encouragement. Keep Evangelist Edward lifted up before the Lord, because she has had some challenges that still have come up against her, but she's fighting the good fight of faith, and we're praying for the fire of the anointing to flow out of her. So after a while, we'll be hopefully in the soon coming months, we'll be able to hear from her. Bless the Lord. And pray God's blessings upon Pastor Howard. Elder Howard, she be transitioning out of one part of Georgia to another part. Remember, there was a year and something her husband passed and whatever like this right here. But God blesses. She's holding on to faith and still standing on the word, and her house was glory that God went to. Is she going to closing or went to closing? And so she won't be that far away from her church and her family going near Atlanta now. So we just pray that everything continue to go well for her. And there's so many other people that has different things that are going on now that are making requests, that whether it's grieving Pastor Graham and so forth Saturday with her homegrown for her sister, that, and we thank the Lord and so forth, hadn't spoken to her a couple of days ago, but we just pray that all be well with her. And so many other people that God is blessing and moving and strengthening them too as well. And there's some other thing I didn't write the prayer request down that Come Leader told me about for some people. I'll bring that up on tomorrow night. But God knows all things, all the people that's been on all of our hearts, you all as well as minds, and others that are praying that we believe in God. Touch, heal, deliver, set free, and strengthen, and just comfort too as well. In the name of Jesus, praise God. Anything else or any remark before we get ready to hang up? And I pray for Pastor Dorsey. We have not physically been able to talk, but we were leaving little Texas last time I texted her. I think it was almost 2 weeks ago now, not quite two yet. But nevertheless, praise God, we pray that she continue to be blessed and strengthened, and God bless that ministry and her husband too as well and family. Anyone else before we hang up? Well, thank you again. Bless the Lord. Angels be in camp. The Lord say the same. The one that will join with us tomorrow in prayer, share with them information about the ministry so that way the Lord bless them. Maybe that time you give that number out, maybe just on time for that person through a prayer, or that you prayed or we prayed or God blessed through the word or however. And we look forward to greater things yet to come. In Jesus' name, certainly appreciate you all. Amen and amen. And help us, you know, like when like Mother Willette or either some of you all that have may be speaking out somewhere and that can come online, that's online, Let us know so that we can be praying. Even if you don't come tonight, so we can pray for you. But if there's something that we can connect with, we can remind each other so that it won't slip, because we know sometimes if it's something that's done every once in a while, we may not always remember. So we can remind each other to support each other in the name of Jesus. Well, I love you. I thank God for you. I pray you have a blessed, wonderful night. And we glorify God for all that he's done and doing. Angels be in camp and cancel assignment of any set up trap, snare, untimely death, sickness, disease, or any confusion or anything he comes to try to rob us of glory to God, the blessings that God has for us, health, or whether it's our families or whether it's glory at ministry or things, glory to God, that he has said in our finances or however. We're believing for the overflow and the abundance and wisdom, glory to God, how to carry it out. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
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 Lord. All
amen.
Right, we love y'all. Take
bless
care.
You.
We love you and God have a blessed
night. All right. Praise the Lord.
Even though what I was sitting here.
That was my turn.